some of the girls all say, I am a man with a great heart. Where I go, I gotta put on my show. So let you all know,
Well, welcome back to Requiem for Rock, and thanks and a shout out to Rebel Time Radio for the lead-in. That was a really cool DOA version of BTO's Taking Care of Business. Yeah, so welcome back. This is your host and narrator, Mr. Smart. I hope that last week's... good night. I hope last week's magic carpet ride to the mid-1970s heyday of soft rock was sufficiently trippy for you. Now this week, near the eve of Canada Day, in tribute we make this the Requiem for Rock CanCon show. We look at CanCon and its beginnings, and Canadian rock and the more particularly the proto-rock artists and the productions that led up to it. The struggle for identity for artists in their own country. In the context of the era of the 20th century, up to the signing of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms in 1982. For in this time epoch, it was not Canada Day, but Dominion Day. So we look at Canada prior to the Charter and the change of the national holiday's name. So, dear listeners, we begin with a magic carpet ride to visit a clay castle and sit comfy in the tiny rocking chair with an oversized, green-sleeved host from the past. Maybe your past, or maybe you're too young. But he'll explain the importance of history. So look up, way up, and listen.
CBC, British Columbia.
One shows how things were 100 years ago, and another shows how things were 200 years ago, and a third how things were 300 years ago. And it was interesting to see the difference. The things that were around 100 and 200 and 300 years ago. Old things are interesting. There's that big old boot. Now look up. Way up. And we're on our way to the castle. I'll hurry over first and go in the back door, so I can let the drawbridge down and open the big front doors for you. Are you ready? Here's my castle. Chair for one of you, and a bigger chair for two more to curl up in. Someone who likes to rock, a rocking chair in the middle. Here. Now, look up. Way up. And I'll call Rusty.
Yes, dear listeners and fellow Canucks, tonight we will look at the music of a different Canada. If you recognize those clips from the past, you will know what I mean. A different, perhaps simpler zeitgeist then. For those of you appreciated listeners, too young to have absorbed those icons, hopefully a flavor of it for you tonight. because tonight Requiem goes out to that past time and era. So we begin at the beginning. The New Brunswick Lumberjacks of the 1930s had fiddle man Don Messer, an icon of Canadian music, laying down on CBC Radio the foundation of Canuck popular music. Later to host Don Messer's Jubilee, the second highest rated show in Canadian television, and the embryo showcase for so many Canadian and American country and soft rock acts. What was the highest rated show? Well, we just heard its theme song, Hockey Night in Canada. And Don Messer's Jubilee on Saturday nights was its lead-in show. Here is Don Messer with a song named for another Canuck delicacy, maple sugar. No, it's not rock, dear listeners, but neither was rock itself, as it incubated from the hillbilly western swing and southern race music. This is our populist music, the music that influenced Canadian future musicians, too many to name, but we'll talk about some as we go along tonight, as they sat in their pajamas and waited for Foster Hewitt and the Leafs versus Canadians on CBC Sudbury Saturday nights. Here's Don Messer with Maple Sugar from the 1930s. Oh yeah, hear the beginnings of Canadian rock music in Don Messer and Maple Sugar. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. The Canuck icon of decades of annual happy, happy New Year's. Pointy hats and noisemakers, thin batons and booze bubbles. Seen even then as a relic. Yet not always was he that symbol of the square, to be mocked by the cruel kids of the 50s through the 70s. In the 1940s, he and vocalist Kenny Gardner did a great version of a very interesting early 20th century song in and of itself, the song 5 Foot Two. This song of disputed authorship, circa 1914, ancient now perhaps, but in the 1920s was punk groupie. So listen to the first rock and roll Coochie Coo with Guy Lombardo and Kenny Gardner.
Foot two, eyes of blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my gal? nose, turn down hose, flapper, yes sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my gal? Now if you run into a 5'2" covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet your life it isn't her. But could she love, could she woo, could she coo? Has anybody seen my gal? A 5'2" covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet your life it isn't her. But could she love, could she woo, could she coo? Has anybody seen my gal?
Yeah, that was Rock and Roll Coochie Coo, 35 years before Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. Well, one more proto-rock Canuck, Hank Snow, Canada's Hank Williams, from the salty swamplands of Nova Scotia, from the same hard-scrabble poverty as his American contemporaries in Hank Williams and Johnny Cash. Only he also toiled on the high seas and the nightmare gales of the Nor'easters. Hank Snow, one of Canada's early troubadours, but also, interestingly, once had Elvis Presley as his warm-up act, and he had Elvis's contract in his pocket, until Colonel Parker worked his carny skills and took it. But that's another show. Here is Hank Snow taking us on tour across this great wide north, this nation, this Canada.
Line to Newfoundland, where I made a living in iron mine. When I got my fill, I went to Nova Scotia, and I fished the salty waters for a time. Passing through Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, I could see the rocks and cliffs of solid stone, listening to the seagulls calling to each other. Made me miss my darling down my distant home. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests to the sunshine of her smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms. The Atlantic disappeared on the horizon, and Quebec lay waiting for me down the track. For a while I drove a truck to keep from starving. In Ontario I was a lumberjack. Manitoba and Saskatchewan then followed, where the wheat fields and the old Red River flowed.
quiet owls, your whistle on the prairie touched my heart and set my memories aglow. I could feel the nearness of her warm, sweet kisses when you rolled into Alberta westward bound. I worked on an oil rig to make some money for a ticket to the sweetest girl around. Pushing on past Lake Louise in all its splendor, where the trees and Rockies touch the sky above, I got to British Columbia and heaven. On your tracks I made it back to my true love, Canadian Pacific. Carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests, sunshine of her smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wonderful from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms. Canadian Pacific,
oh yeah, Hank Williams, I mean, sorry, Hank Snow, Canada's Hank Williams. The first song by Canadian artist to actually be classified as a rock and roll hit is this next one I'll play for you. It's a doo-wop rockabilly one from Toronto's The Four Lads in 1952, a song called Mockingbird. Please note that The Four Lads also marked the beginning of that central barrier to the development of Indigenous rock music in Canada. The fact that they couldn't get played on the radio in Canada. No early rock and roll acts could. For the established radio stations would only risk playing rock and roll that was American or international pop songs. Now this was a malaise that drove Canadian musicians to the USA that began with The Four Lads in 1952 and continues to this day. So let's hear the first Canadian rock and roll hit song. The Four Lads, Mockingbird.
The mockingbird sang his song by the break of morn. The
mockingbird, a song was born. He liked what he heard. The song was sung by the mockingbird, singing low in it.
Well, the Lord looked down and he blessed the bird. He gave it to power to sing his word, to sing about the joy of his heavenly land. When under the good and righteous stand, well, his voice did rumble, his voice did rock. The earth was shaken by the mighty shock.
Singing, wah, oh, sing, little mockingbird, sing your song.
Well, he sang and sang, his voice was heard. His tune was carried by every bird. To the ends of the earth this morning rang out.
Sinner, when the fire burns, you want to shout.
That's how the song was born.
Yeah, Canada's first contribution to the rock and roll pantheon. You notice the blending there of popular music with the early doo-wop and even like a rockabilly undertone to that song. Really cool song by the Four Lads, Mockingbird. In the late 1950s, Canada's first teen heartthrob was Paul Anka. Like Ritchie Valens, he was a brilliant teenage songwriter. Ritchie wrote songs at age 16, 17, just before he died. Paul Anka was writing songs at 15, a famous song like Diana, which was actually to his babysitter, by the way. But here we come to an interesting point in the history and development of Canadian rock music, because we need to take a look at the connection between the great Buddy Holly to the direct development of Canadian rock. More to come on that. But I want to play Buddy Holly singing a song that was written by Canada's Paul Anka when he was a 15 or 16 teenage songwriter. It's a great song, and it's a version that Buddy Holly does. So listen once again to hear Buddy and Clovis Man. Hear them at Requiem for Rock. Buddy Holly singing Paul Anka's It Doesn't Matter Anymore.
There you go, baby, here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. No use in me a crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
Yeah, once again we hear Clovis Man, Norm Petty, working his brilliance on that song with Buddy Holly, doing a version of Paul Anka's It Doesn't Matter Anymore. Buddy Holly, separate and apart from his international influence on rock and roll, for example, the Beatles and then their subsequent influences, he also, as I said, directly influenced Canadian rock. We're going to hear from a few bands who made tribute to Buddy, both in song and vocally and in releases that they did. So the first worldwide hit for a Canadian rock and roll band, so this one charted on a number of charts, in the European charts and the British charts, American charts, and so the first worldwide hit for a Canadian rock and roll band was this next Boogie Woogie Doo-Wop. You know, this is really cool, like it has a Boogie Woogie rhythm to it, and it's a doo-wop song, and you also hear Proto Surf, the beginnings of surf. From the Bullmarks in 1960, you'll recognize this one. You think it's a religious song, but it's actually one of the first surf rock songs. Clap your hands.
Oh, clap your hands, clap your hands. Oh, clap your hands if you can. You've got the rhythm in your feet. Now clap your hands to get the beat. Clap your hands. You've danced the bop and done the stroll. The time to rock is getting old. Now clap your hands right through the dance. The beat will put you in a trance. Clap your hands, clap your hands.
down and listen close. This is the dance that is the most. Oh, face to face, you gotta stand and get the big beat from the band. Clap your hands, clap your hands. You're in the groove. Now grab your chick and start to move. This isn't just a rock and roll. This is the dance for young and old. Clap your hands, clap your hands.
Oh yeah, you got the beat, you got the groove. And you're listening to Requiem for Rock on CKMS 102.7 on your dial, radiowaterloo.ca on your screens. Support community radio. Like Buddy Holly, Canadian rock also owes debt to another American from the flatlands of Texarkana. The great Ronnie Hawkins, an Arkansas honky-tonk rockabilly cat who migrated to Hamilton, Ontario in the early 60s and championed the bar bands and the early rockers of Ontario, giving apprenticeship to them as his backing band, the Hawks, people like Levon Helm, Robbie Robertson and such, who went on to be the band and be the band for Bob Dylan, championed by rompin' Ronnie Hawkins. Well, your humble narrator has a personal story of old rompin' Ronnie. I remember I went to see him perform in a late 70s rockabilly bar with a friend of mine, the Prince of Prussia, if you're listening. And after his second of three sets, we invited him to sit with us and tell us his honky-tonk stories as we poured cheap pitchers of draft beer into him. He became too drunk to go on for his third set, annoying the patrons and leading us underage boys to vanish quickly. So here's Ronnie Hawkins and the Hamilton Hawks from 1960, a real Gene Vincent style here. So, and this one's got to get queued up. Just give me a sec here. Yeah, and now if you know Gene Vincent, you can hear the you know Ronnie doing Gene Vincent in this. He also had his own unique style too. This is Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks with Mary Lou.
I'm going to tell you a story about a Mary Lou. I mean the kind of a woman make a fool of you. She make a young man groan and an old man pain. The way she took my money was a crying shame.
Mary Lou,
she took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou,
she took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou,
she took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove afar. Left me stranded in a Kalamazoo. Making her a fortune off a fool like you. She got her a rich man, had a dozen kids. Drove that cat until he flipped his lid.
Mary Lou,
she took my diamond ring. She took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove afar. In the town about a week ago, told me she was sorry that she hurt me so. I had a 55 Ford and a $2 bill. When she took that, a man, it gave me a chill.
Mary Lou.
She took my diamond ring.
Mary Lou.
She took my watch and chain.
Mary Lou.
She took the keys to my Cadillac car. Jumped in my kitty and she drove her far. Well, she jumped in my kitty and she drove her far.
The great Ronnie Hawkins, veteran of a thousand honky-tonks and bars, doing his version of Mary Lou there. And as I said, an amazing influence on the development of bar bands and backing bands and musicians that went on to success, all from Rompin' Ronnie Hawkins. As the Bobby era of rock unfolded into the early 60s, after the day the music died, Canada's Bobby was from Thunder Bay. Well, actually, it was called Port Arthur then, back before they amalgamated. But, yeah, Thunder Bay. Port Arthur's own Bobby Curtola. So here's Canada's contribution to that squeaky clean white boy Bobby era, Bobby Curtola with Fortune Teller.
Fortune teller, can you see what my future's going to be? Can you see it all in your crystal ball? Have you got a dream for me? Fortune teller, is she free? Has she waited just for me? You can see it all in your crystal ball. Tell me that it's meant to be.
Tell me,
will we meet on a busy corner? Will she know that I'm the one? Will I be like little Jack Horner? Get myself a sugar plum. Fortune teller, will she stay close beside me all the way? You have seen it all in your crystal ball. She's the only love for me. Just for me, you can see it all in your crystal ball. Tell me that it's meant to be.
Tell me,
will we meet on a busy corner? Will she know that I'm the one? Will I be like little Jack Horner? Get myself a sugar plum. Fortune teller, will she stay close beside me all the way? You have seen it all in your crystal ball. Gotta find the dream, you see. Whoa, she's the only love for me.
Yeah, Bobby Curtola, Canada's moondoggy. Chad Allen and the Expressions had this next song I'm going to play for you. This hit in 1965. It was a cover of Australia's first ever rock hit by an artist named Johnny Kidd. Chad Allen and the Expressions' first release was, yeah, you guessed it, a Buddy Holly tribute song. A great Wildcat version of this song. Now, Chad Allen and the Expressions had Burton Cummings on keyboards and the rest of the future Guess Who, when they were known as the Guess Who with an actual question mark. So the bass player, John Cale, and Randy Blackman, and Burton Cummings. But these were Chad Allen and the Expressions in 1965. Well, old Chad, what happened was he actually lost his voice. His voice got burned out from singing, couldn't sing anymore, and Burton had to become the singer. And they morphed into becoming the Guess Who, minus the question mark. So here's a really cool cat version. Canada's first psychedelic surf sound band, Chad Allen the Expressions, some proto Guess Who.
We'll be right back.
shaking all over. Just the way you say goodnight to me brings the feeling on inside of me. Quivers down my back. All over. Yeah. Yeah. Shaking all over.
Oh, yeah, now we're going to cut one loose from the Guess Who, Canada's greatest rock and roll band.
Here, At the end of 27 astounding days, there is time for one more moment to define the heart and character of Canadian hockey.
Canadian team went into a hot flare, which seemed to be a little unusual. 1:02 left in the game. Stapleton, he cleared to the open wing to Cornoyer. Cornoyer took a shot, the defenseman fell over. The afternoon, Cornoyer has it on that wing. Here's a shot! Henderson made a wild stab toward Bell. Here's another shot, right by the score! Henderson has scored to Canada! Henderson, right in front of the net! And the fans of the team are going nuts! Henderson, right in front of the goal to score! With 34 seconds left in the game! An absolute bomb feed over Paul Henderson and the good team!
As everyone is overcome by emotion, there is a realization, forgettable moment.
Yes, an iconic moment of the era. Shades of the recent Raptor victory. But this time was genuinely nationalistic. Regards nationalistic, at this point the CanCon rules began to assert themselves. They started at 25% required CanCon on radio when instituted in 1971 and peaking to today's required 40%. Now, at first, the resistant radio stations would play the 25% during what they cynically described as beaver hours, like 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. But slowly, because of this CanCon rule, slowly because of this CanCon rule, into the 1970s, there was a growth in the number of bands, quality bands in Canada, a direct result of the CanCon rule. And so we can joke about it all we want, but if the radio stations weren't going to play the Canadian acts, how were they going to get played, right? So CanCon is directly responsible, along with some of the other people we talked about tonight, like Ronnie Hawkins and Buddy Holly. In fact, those 1970s bands of the 1970s. In fact, dear listeners, to do proper justice, it would require a full show. I can only scratch the surface. Bands like Trooper, Triumph, Prism, Chilliwack, April Wine, Max Webster, Edison Lighthouse, and so many. But join me for another show as we will look at those bands in that era in more detail when I have time to do justice to those bands. I'm going to try to get a couple of them in tonight, though, if I can. Time is ticking away there. The first release by the most successful Canadian band ever, Rush, was a, you guessed it, cover version of Not Fade Away by Buddy Holly. Now, Rush is behind only the Beatles and the Rolling Stones in all-time album sales. It's amazing how incredibly popular and commercial they were. With that consummate blending, a very professional and really well done blending of prog rock with hard rock. And that's interesting because they began life as an excellent bar band. And in that raw and unrefined sound, they came out with what your humble narrator sees as the best work of their entire career. Actually, on their first album, their second album, Fly By Night. So the first album was called Rush, just simply Rush. Came out in 1974. Going to play a song for you. It's kind of a 70s boy on the make song. Well, Hey Now Baby said, I like your style. And an awesome Alex Lifeson solo in this song. Check it out. This is Rush with In the Mood from 1974.
Hey, baby, it's a quarter to eight. now, baby. I said, I like your style. You really got me, baby. Well, now give me a sign. Ooh, you drive me crazy. Baby, you're the one. I just wanna rock and roll you, woman, until the night is done. Well, hey, baby, it's a quarter to eight. I feel I'm in the mood. Hey, baby, the hour is late.
Oh yeah, I said I like your style. In the era of 1970s youth freedom, minus the watchful ways of today, when there were 4 a.m. death rides and too many stubbies, you knew the party was over. There was only one thing left. Here it is.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, Max Webster with Hangover. This next one I'm going to squeeze in here, an April Wine song. This is one of my favorite April Wine songs. It sounds like it's like right out of Clovis Man, right out of Clovis Man's studio in Clovis, New Mexico. It rivals, or it, I wouldn't say rivals, it just sounds as beautiful as anything that would have come out of there. This is because Miles Goodwin, one of the really Canada's greatest male singers. And here's Tonight is a Wonderful Time to Fall in Love by April Wine. As Canada emerged from the 1970s into the 1980s, punk and new wave began to assert on the music scene, sweeping away the metal and rock bands of the 1970s with a new sound. A sound more cynical, harsher, stripped of 70s excess in a new age of conservative austerity. But still, it maintained the roots of rock embedded within. The Canadian punk scene is worthy of a show all on its own. So I'll do that another time, dear listeners. So as we reach 1982 and the signing of the charter, the demise of Dominion Day, here is Hamilton, just like Ronnie Hawken recruited his bands from Hamilton, here's Hamilton's Teenage Head with Some Kind of Fun.
With you, I do the wobble and the Y2G2.
Yeah, God save the Queen. We mean it, man.
Also, pointing out to Quebecers that he understands their dilemma at a time when their government does not agree with the package that is being proclaimed into law today. The Queen will now head towards the desk where the actual signing will take place, and Barbara, it's starting to rain very gently. One description is spitting, just a gentle rain. Let's hope it holds off. The moment the Queen puts her signature on this document, it becomes law. It will be witnessed later. The Constitution is now home. A fanfare in the background, as you can hear. Document.